partnership together. Matthew 4:18-10. His father's name was Zebedee, a prosperous fisherman and an influential religious and political leader from Galilee. Zebedee was known as a friend of the high priest, Caiaphas, and his family. The Bible tells us that Zebedee had servants that helped him in the management and the operation of his fishing boats. His mother's name was Salome. There are some who believe that she was a sister of Jesus' mother, Mary, which would help us in understanding why she did some of the things that she did and said some of the things that she said. This would also make James a physical cousin of Jesus. His name means supplanter, which means one who grabs at the sole or the foot of another. It's the idea of somebody who's trying to trip up the person in front of them in order to get ahead of them. This might explain why his mother asked Jesus to let her two boys sit on his right and left hands when he came into his kingdom. He was being pushed to preeminent. Evidently, he was like dynamite. He had a short fuse, and when he exploded, the effects were devastating. Have you ever noticed how God has a way of taming a terrible temper? That's just one of the personal problems that James had to deal with, and ultimately overcome through the Spirit's power in order for Jesus to use him the way he wanted to. So the thing that I want you to understand as we look at his early life is that here was an ordinary man with everyday issues, one of which was a terrible temper, who was transformed into a dedicated disciple of the Lord Jesus. His explosive love. Have you ever heard somebody make the statement, "Well, I'm a lover, not a fighter"? Hey, when it came to James, he was both. You see, the thing that made him go to such extremes at times was the fact that he loved with such a red-hot, passionate love. Like one philosopher put it, passion is the wind that fills the sails of the vessel. They sink it at times, but without them, it would be impossible to make way. That's the way James was. He was either for something 100% or he was against something 100%. He didn't do anything halfway. Can't you imagine what it must have been like for Salome, the mother of James and John, when they were growing up? I can just hear her now. "James and John, you stop fighting right this instant. I tell you what, I just can't take you two boys anywhere." And the next minute, they'd be playing together like best friends, which evidently they were, because whenever you see them on the pages of Scripture, they're always together. As a matter of fact, most Bible scholars believe that when Jesus sent them out two by two, that James and John probably went out together. Now, we've seen what he was and where he was before he followed Jesus. What about after he made the decision to drop his nets and commit his life to Christ? What does the Bible tell us about him at this point in his life? Well, again, for one thing, in the Gospels he's never alone. He's always listed with his brother John in the three main lists of disciples that we've mentioned. He was in Jesus' inner circle, along with Peter and John, and was allowed to see.